Okay, the Torah in Parshas Nitzavim, as well as in Parshas Re'eh, records what is a fundamental belief, and that is the belief in Bechira Chafshes, that we have free will. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, it's in Lamed Tezvav, Re'eh Nasati Lefanecha Yom Esachayim V'Esatov, Esamavez V'Esamavez V'Esara, that the Baruch Hashem has placed in front of us life and good, and death and bad. Rashi explains that this is based on us. If we do good, we will be Zochet to life. If we do not perform well, we will unfortunately have the opposite. It's very similar to what we have in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh ani nosi lefneichem hayom, bracha uklala. The Baruch Hashem placed before us two choices, bracha and klala. The Rambam quotes both of these psukim in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam is talking about the importance of Bechir Chafshes. He calls this v'ikr zeh, ikr gadol hu v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah, a very fundamental principle called Bechir Chafshes. I want to try to develop three different mehalchim, not all mutually exclusive, but three different mehalchim. The Svarno at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh points out something interesting, and that is that when it comes to Bechir Chafshes, if you look at Chumash, we're really only presented with two options there, bracha or klala. Or in this week's parsha, it seems like four, but it seems to really be two. Chayim and mavas. It seems like we're the bechira chafshes, but we're somewhat limited as far as the amount of options that we have. The Sfarno understands that is actually precise. That, you know, where's like the middle option of not really being so ambitious of tov or bracha and not, you know, throwing it all away with going with klala. The Sfarno points out that in a certain sense, a person should relate to things as if they really have two choices. The choice, in a certain sense of mediocrity, is not one that the Baruch Shalom presents to us. The way I think some formulate the Sfarno, we should always relate to things as if we have two options in front of us. One is the ambitious choice of bracha, and the other is that if I don't choose bracha, so then, unfortunately, it's ki'ilu I chose the opposite. In that sense, the Sfarno attempts to limit our free will, at least our perception of it, as if there are really a finite amount of choices that are open in front of us. The Rishon that really seems to do the opposite is the Rambam. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes at the beginning, first in two directions. Number one, the Rambam happens to think that because of Bechir Chafshes, we actually have the possibility, he says, to be, whether we're going to be a tzaddik or we're going to be a Rasha. He thinks, Elo kol adam v'adam roi lios tzaddik kemosh rabbeinu or Rasha kiravam, O Chacham or not, or Rachman or not. The Rambam says the law is included in Bechir Chafshes. Whether we can become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how much free will we have. We have free will can even impact, the Rambam understands, whether we're going to be considered wise or not. Our intelligence, on some level, seems to be something which is really up to us. You can look in the Hagos Maimonios there from the Gemara and Nida and some others, whether that's so pashut. But the Rambam really seems to expand the areas in which our free will can matter. Salvechik points out something else about the Rambam, in which he really does seem to be a bit different from the Sfarno. The Rambam writes, Rishus kol adam nisunalo. What the Rambam does not write, point out of Salvechik, he doesn't refer to it really as Bechira Chafshes. Why does he say Rishus kol adam, that people have certain options? Well, why not call it Bechira Chafshes? So the Rav suggested that Bechira in modern Hebrew, this is the way that Rav Shechter says it over, in modern Hebrew, so elections are Bechirot. You're given a finite amount of options in front of you, and I have to choose from that which is in front of me. However, suggested Rav Salvechik, the Rambam wants to go out of his way to say, Rishus kol adam nesunalo, that a person is almost unlimited possibilities, that Bechir Chafshes is limited not only to that which is presented before us, but a person has the right to make choices, to choose certain paths in life that were never actually formally presented in front of you. So one example, a person who was brought up in a home where the people are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and in a certain sense, the option, the choice of being Shomer Torah Mitzvos was never really presented to them. It doesn't mean, says Rav Salvechik, that a person should perceive it as if their, at least the way that Rav Shechter quotes it, they shouldn't perceive it as if their Bechir Chafshes is really limited, even though it wasn't presented to them. The Rambam understands Bechir Chafshes means that we have the choice to do lots of things, even that which is not presented in front of us. So Mahalach number one, the Sfarno points out that when Chumash does formulate the idea of Bechir Chafshes, of free will, it seems to be limited as far as only two options. Because a person should realize ki'ilu there's one is the real ambitious, serious, bracha, chayim, v'chulei, and the other is the opposite. In fact, there's no, we should not relate to things as if there's a middle approach. The Rambam really seems to expand things. It's not a question of two options. There are a limitless amount of possibilities, and we have the ability to control our destiny and to make any choices that we want. The Meshech Chachma points out something interesting, though, and this will be a bit of an important ha'ara in the psukim themselves. Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Nitzavim each appear to describe for us Bechira Chafshis. However, there is a difference between them. The two choices in Parshas Re'eh are choices of bracha or klala, blessing or curse. The two choices, however, in Parshas Nitzavim are choices of chayim and maves, life or death. Asks the Meshech Chachma, why the shift? Initially, bracha or klala, that's one thing, but it's nowhere near as severe, it's nowhere near as heavy as what we find in Parshas Nitzavim, of chayim and maves. They're both choices, but why the shift in what the possibilities are? It seems like there's so much more at stake, and it's so much more severe when it comes to Parshas Nitzavim. Meshech Chachma offers a beautiful insight. He suggests there's one thing that occurs right in between those parshios. In Parshas Nitzavim, this week's parsha, the way it's understood by many Rishonim, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, we are informed that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. We are informed, again, the way that many understand it, the Ramban is Perish al-Torah, Sefer Yikarim, and others, that we are told that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. Says the Meshech Chachma the following. Initially in Parshas Re'eh, we have two options in front of us. We have an option of bracha and an option of klala. It's intense, but not life or death the same way. What makes these options so much more severe is the mitzvah of tshuva. That once a person's given the mitzvah of tshuva, if they still don't take advantage of it, if they still write the Meshech Chachma, he writes that kodim shal mitzvah tshuva, aval kevin she'amar mitzvah tshuva, she'yachal lashu v'lo shav, zeh aveira yoser gdola, v'nishava mibrachu klala chayim umaves. That once there's the option of tshuva and a person decides not to choose that option, so now their averos become all the more severe. It shifts from just being klala to being something which is much more powerful. It becomes that it's ki'ilu chayim and maves because they had the option for tshuva and they did not choose to pursue it. Let's just chazer what we pointed out and then we'll try to add a little bit. In general, the Torah here in Parshas Nitzavim, Torah in Parshas Re'eh, presents for us a notion of Bechira Chafshis. You point out for the Sfarno, we should limit those options. There's two tracks in front of us, the track of good and the track of not so good. We point out for the Rambam, Rish just called in the Sunilah, that there seems to be a very broad, sweeping range of possibilities. Even that which is never presented in front of you, you have the capacity to make new choices and to chart new paths. We point out that for the Meshech Chachma, Bechira Chafshis, the extent to which those are heavy options, depends a little bit on the mitzvah of tshuva. Once there is the mitzvah of tshuva, so that if a person decides not to choose that track, the person decides not to go the track of bracha, so their choice of bad becomes all the more severe and all the more intense. It is the time period of Elul and Rosh Hashanah is upon us. It is not coincidental, we've been trying to point out a little bit in some of these shirim, that the Sod of the Shla, that's not coincidental. The Torah reading that we have always fits with the time period of the year in which it falls. In Elul time, Bederekla, we read Parshas Nitzavim. On the one hand, a very easy connection, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, it is the Parsha, which for many of you Shonim teaches us all about Tshuva. In that case, it's very appropriate to read this time of year. But what the Meshech Chachma highlights for us is that the Mitzvah of Tshuva is also in many ways a Mechayev. It's not just something which is a nice possibility that's out there, but once there is a mitzvah of tshuva, so now we really got to make sure we're taking advantage of it, because God forbid one who doesn't is really positioning themselves not in a great place. But there is another connection. The Rambam Dafka includes, in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, his discussion about Bechira Chafshis. The Rambam seems to understand, in a way which, interestingly enough, is the opposite of Reb Tzadok. The Rambam appears to understand that the knowledge of Bechira Chafshis is in many ways fundamental for the mitzvah of tshuva. That the belief that a person has that they can change and they can control their destiny is something which is incredibly, incredibly important for tshuva as a whole. The Altar of Nevardek in Madrigas Adam, so the Altar of Nevardek points out that one of the reasons sometimes why people have a hard time doing tshuva is because of the belief that there are limits in their Bechira Chafshis, that right now I am where I am and I really can't change and I certainly can't change that quickly. And I really can't engage in tshuva to switch from where I am and to so quickly, to make a real change. I've been doing this Aveira for a long time. I can feel sometimes like I really can't do it. The Altar Nevardek writes that part of the mitzvah of tshuva built into it, relating to Bechira Chafshis, is not just that we have free will, but we have free will to make decisions now for tomorrow, for today. That we do have the capacity to have Bechira Chafshis, that even if I've been doing something, I've been struggling in whatever area, I always have the opportunity and the blessing of of tshuva. Bechir Chafshis opens up a lot of doors for us. It positions us in a place where we can really be mekayim Torah mitzvot as well as possible. May we be zocha, take advantage of our Bechir Chafshis to become, as the Rambam said, we have the potential, tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkoyach, have a wonderful night.